Thank you very much, and it gives me great pleasure to be with you here today. And I'm pleased and indeed proud that Britain is hosting this Santa Marta conference following the first meeting that we had, as you've just mentioned, in the Vatican earlier this year. And I know that some of you, I've met some of you who have travelled great distances to be here. I think the presence of so many people from around the world representing so many countries actually sends a very powerful signal about our determination to stamp out the evil of modern slavery. And I'd particularly like to thank Cardinal Vincent Nicholls and Sir Bernard Hogan Howe, Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, whose commitment and leadership have been so important to bringing us together again. So thank you for that. Few of us in this room today can truly know what it is like to become the victim of modern slavery. We can only imagine the lives of the men, women, and children who are forced into a horrendous existence of abuse. People who've been sold with the connivance of their families. Women who've been tricked by those they trust, forced into prostitution, and who suffer continuous assaults and rapes. Young girls passed from abuser to abuser. Men who've travelled long distances, believing they're heading for legitimate jobs, only to find they've been duped and forced into backbreaking and inhumane work. Children who are systematically exploited, people who have no way of escape, and who live a life of shame, torment, and fear. Life for those victims must be utterly traumatic. And that's why the first contact between a potential victim and those in authority, very often the police, is so very important. This conference, in bringing together senior police chiefs, the clergy, churches, civil society organisations from around the world, by working together, we can help to get that first contact right, protect and support victims, and ensure that we can effectively pursue those who are responsible for these appalling crimes. And in this, we must hear the voice of victims. And I know that earlier today, you heard from Diane Martin, who I've also had the opportunity to meet this evening, who spoke so bravely about her own experience. Speaking in front of an audience like this can be daunting at the best of times, so I can only admire Diane's tremendous strength. But we must listen so that we can learn the lessons for the future. And a politician like myself can stand here and say the words about the horrific nature of this crime. But it is when you hear somebody who has had that traumatic experience that I think it really brings it home exactly how evil the perpetrators of modern slavery are. And as the presence of so many police chiefs here today shows, if we're to put a stop to modern slavery, we must disrupt, convict and imprison the criminals that lie behind the modern day slave trade. More arrests and more prosecutions mean more slave drivers and traffickers behind bars where they belong, putting them out of business and stopping others from becoming victims. But if we're going to succeed in this, we must all work together. We must identify the victims, encourage them to come forward in confidence, and ensure that when they do, they're met with understanding and compassion and given the help they need to recover from their traumatic ordeal. And that's why, as I'm sure everyone in this room will agree, in our fight to eliminate modern slavery, we must place victims at the heart of everything that we do. Now, when we last met at the Vatican in April, I shared with you some of the work that we're doing here in the UK to increase prosecutions and identify and protect victims. I spoke about the Modern Slavery Bill, the first of its kind in Europe, which is at the moment progressing through our Parliament. When that bill becomes law, it will ensure that tough penalties are in place, including life imprisonment. The bill will provide vital new policing tools to help prevent further cases of modern slavery from taking place. And importantly, it will enshrine protections and support for victims in law, ensuring that they get the help they need and deserve. But I'm pleased to say that the bill will now go even further. Tackling modern slavery is not something that can be done in isolation. It requires positive action by all of us. And we will be the first country to introduce legislation that will encourage businesses to make sure that supply chains for goods and services sold in the UK are not tainted by slavery. We know that supply chains of many companies are often long, complex, and have an international reach. Many businesses are already taking important steps to ensure that their supply chains are slavery-free, and this measure will make those steps clear so that consumers, shareholders, and campaigners can understand what action is being taken. And I hope that once we see what activity major businesses are undertaking, both the private sector and consumers will be able to drive real and long-lasting change. And finally, the bill, as I'm sure many here are aware, creates a new independent and full-time anti-slavery commissioner. And I'm delighted that Kevin Hyland, the former head of the Metropolitan Police's Human Trafficking Unit, has accepted the role as the UK's first ever independent anti-slavery commissioner. There are many people in this room who have worked with Kevin, and they know that his expertise is first rate, and his understanding of the many complex issues involved will mean he can get behind police forces and drive an improved law enforcement response in this country, but also pursue collaboration with law enforcement internationally. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to congratulate him on the tremendous job that he's done working with the Roman Catholic Church to establish the Santa Marta Group. The Modern Slavery Bill signals clearly the UK's determination to be at the forefront in the fight against modern slavery and human trafficking. But the bill is only the start, and government action can only be part of the answer. The battle to eradicate modern slavery will be hard, and it will be difficult. Exploitation can be subtle, deep-rooted and complex, and it can take different forms in different countries. And that's why this event is so important. In bringing together police chiefs, senior clergy, ambassadors and civil society partners from around the world, we can share knowledge about the forms of modern slavery in our own countries and the different types of criminality, and so develop solutions that work. Now, earlier today you heard from Karen Bradley, the UK's Minister for Modern Slavery and Organised Crime, about the launch of the government's Modern Slavery Strategy. That sets out the wide-ranging action we expect from government departments, agencies and partners, and details the work we will do internationally. We cannot tackle modern slavery meaningfully unless we work together, raise awareness and help prevent vulnerable people from becoming victims in the first place. Now, when I last spoke at the Vatican, I talked about the need for law enforcement to work collaboratively in Europe and across the world. And we know that some perpetrators are opportunistic individuals who take advantage of the vulnerable. But we also know that behind much of the modern-day slave trade are pernicious gangs of organised criminals who operate across borders and jurisdictions and who exploit modern and relatively cheap modes of transport. I spoke then about the Joint Investigation Team mechanism, which allows police forces in Europe to tackle crime which stretches across borders. And again, I say we must work together to find practical policing solutions such as this so we can drive up prosecution rates, which I'm afraid to say are still shamefully too low. Now, at the Vatican, many here signed a pledge making a commitment to combat modern slavery and human trafficking. This conference provides a unique opportunity to build on that commitment. You will have heard today about the Catholic Church's Bakita House, a centre which will provide care and rehabilitation for women from all over the country who've been victims of human trafficking. And I hope that in the future we will see more practical support such as this in this country and in other parts of the world. So my challenge to you this weekend is to develop new relationships and practical ideas that you can implement. In April, His Holiness Pope Francis said, "Human trafficking is an open wound on the body of contemporary society, a scourge upon the body of Christ. It is a crime against humanity." The world is now waking up to this appalling crime against humanity that is taking place in our midst, the unimaginable suffering that is taking place down our streets, in our towns, and in our villages. We can no longer turn away and say we didn't know. We can no longer refuse to see the dark, hidden trade in human beings, which exploits people over and over again for profit. The momentum for change is building, and we have a chance truly to make a difference. We must start by recognising and identifying victims, and only end when we can lock up the perpetrators and secure the victims' freedom. At the end of this conference, there will be reaffirmation of the Santa Marta commitment. Through this commitment, we will send a powerful message to the world that we stand united in our fight against this evil trade, and that together we are determined to put an end to the misery endured by the so many millions across the world.